We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Text writes, don't you know that if you're a Democrat or black, it is impossible to be racist? I've heard that. No, there is no better example of that than this whole Kate Smith controversy. That's what this texter is referring to. And you've heard the story now, it's a couple days old, but this take on it isn't. New York Yankees and the Philly Flyers have erased Kate Smith. This is what happens to you now. You get erased if you are in some way deemed to be racist and you're not a member of the Democrat Party in good standing. In which case, you could be racist all you want and anti-Semitic, it'll be fine. Kate Smith singing God Bless America during their games, you know, it's played by her a lot. And then it was discovered that almost 90 years ago, she sang a song that today would be considered racist. It was called That's Why the Darkies Were Born. It was recorded by Smith in 1930. She didn't write it. She just recorded it. It was satire, and it was also performed by black civil rights legend Paul Robeson. But that was then, and this is now, and we don't approve of those kind of things now, and that's probably a good thing. But Kate Smith has been erased. You've probably seen they had a statue of her, you know, at the Philly Flyers facility, and it was covered in black. So, I mean, because it was so offensive, your eyes could not be laid on it, right? You could not look at it with your eyes, or they might melt right out of your head. And so they covered it in black till they could remove it. She'd been wiped away. Excellent editorial in the Federalist today asking this question. Should, if we're going to erase Kate Smith from history and the sight of human eyes, because of her horrific atrocity committed 90 years ago when singing a song like that was very much accepted, so much so that black people were doing it, then should the Yankees not be erased? We could just put a big black, drape over the entire field, like the whole facility, everything, just erase it. The irony, the Federalist writes, the irony of this team canceling Smith for actions she took almost a century ago that are only mildly problematic, while their own team refused to hire black ball players for more than 50 years, simply based on the color of their skin. So why is Smith being exiled? Well, the New York Yankees go on like nothing happened. Yankees should be erased. Franchise should be shut down. Logos should be erased and never seen again by human eyes. Right? I mean, which is worse? Singing a mildly racist song 90 years ago, or denying half a century worth of talented black athletes the right to ever don the field, no matter how talented they were? We know which is worse. So why do the Yankees not have to erase themselves? He continues, why didn't the Democratic Party have to erase itself? KKK, red shirts, executions of black people. I mean, ask Mr. Tillman about that. He was big into executions. He wasn't just a racist, he was a murderer. He killed whites and blacks and proudly spoke in favor of it. KKK red shirts, those were Democrat groups. They were Democrat muscle right here in South Carolina. Why doesn't the Democrat Party have to erase itself? I mean, if Kate Smith must be removed from the sight of human eyes in this country, the Democrat Party, why do they not have to go? Why don't we throw a cloak over Biden? I mean, we've been over this PBS interview, 1970s. He was touting segregation. Black people ought to have their own churches and their own schools, and they're better off that way. They're really much happier, he said. Dang, that's racist. Yeah, no, it wasn't even 90 years ago. It was the 70s. Why is Joe Biden allowed to exist in the public square? Why do we not throw a black cloak over him in public? Oh, because he's a Democrat. Yeah, but he did worse than Kate Smith. Why is Kate Smith's statue being ripped out of the ground as a thing of shame, but Joe Biden's walking around contemplating a presidential campaign and groping people along the way? Why do I bring this up? Because they use racism as a weapon to increase their own power. They don't care about black people. Trust me, they don't care. They don't care about racism. They just want a God Bless America out of there because it's American, it's patriotic, and they want to erase all symbols of patriotism. And why do they want to do that? Well, they're following the communist/socialist model. Erase nationalism. Demonized nationalism. Marx wrote about this. Got to get rid of the nationalism. The only loyalty should be to the party. And that's how it functions in communist and socialist countries. The loyalty is to the party. The love is to the party. The worship is to the party. The patriotism is encouraged to exist, but only for the party, not for the country. So God bless America. I mean, it's got to go make some jealous. Can't have patriotism. Can't have people embracing God bless America or God forbid the flag. Because ultimately the Constitution has to go, and they've got to build the framework by erasing all things American because of some small vestige of racism by somebody 100 years ago. If you can use the Kate Smith song to erase God Bless America, then you can use the Founding Fathers, some of them, their history of slave owning to erase the Constitution. And that's where they're going with this. And if they really cared about erasing racism, they would erase the New York Yankees. They'd be gone. But they're not, are they? Nobody's even asking for that. Strange. Since what the Yankees did in terms of human toll was far worse than anything Kate Smith did by singing a song. But nobody cares, do they? It's because the real target here wasn't Kate Smith or even racism. It was America. And Americans' love for America, which is a love for all things she stands for. Freedom, free speech, gun rights, privacy rights, all the things that Democrats are trying to erase on a daily basis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.